Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt had quite a day on the track last night. He won the 200-meter World Championships in Beijing. Then, when he was taking his victory lap, he was accidentally run over by a cameraman riding on a Segway. Bolt appears to be okay, but things could have been bad. And that got us wondering about how insurance works for freak accidents with athletes. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
Here's the scene. The camera person slowly cruises along on his Segway. Then he loses control and crashes into Bolt. Bolt's feet fly out from under him, and he lands on his backside. Bolt quickly pops up, but limps off. Then he's all smiles. In an interview afterwards, Bolt jokingly blamed his rival, American sprinter Justin Gatlin, for paying the camera person to take him out.
Somebody tried to take you out down there, one of the photographers. What was all that about?
They tried to kill me. I don't know what's going on.
Like you're winning too much. Take him out.
Bolt had a good laugh about it, but it was no laughing matter to former Olympic gold medal sprinter Michael Johnson, who was commentating for the BBC.
That could have been career ending. This is the best angle here. You just see this guy just takes him out. That could have been a lot worse.
Bolt could have ruptured an Achilles, torn some tendons, or broken some bones. Athletes get injured all the time, of course. That's part of the game. And their contracts protect them, says Michael McCann, director of the Sports and Entertainment Law Institute at the University of New Hampshire.
Players negotiate rules for insurance through collective bargaining with owners.
Those players are in leagues like Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NFL. The amount an injured pro player receives depends on the size of their contract. Many athletes take out supplemental insurance as well. McCann says it doesn't matter if they get injured away from the action, as long as the injury was sustained during what's loosely defined as the course of employment.
Working out, certainly a player exercising on his own during the offseason, that isn't directly part of his employment, but is likely within the scope of his employment.
As is, say, taking a victory lap and getting run over by a camera person. But Usain Bolt isn't part of a union.
They don't have the insurance protection.
Chris Douglas is the president of Presidio Sports Management, a sports law firm in San Francisco. He represents endurance runners and cyclists. There's no collective bargaining agreement for athletes like them. They don't get rich through salaries or winnings. They earn their paychecks through endorsements. And sponsors typically have injury clauses. If an athlete can't perform for 30, 60, or 90 days, the contract can be terminated. Too bad.
You know, this wouldn't happen in the context of someone like Usain Bolt because he's such a, you know, iconic, world, well-known figure.
Yeah, so even if Bolt's injured, he's still accomplished so much that Gatorade might say, you know what, you're still Usain Bolt even if you're out for 6 months or a year.
Absolutely. My assumption would be that someone of his caliber, he would be in no worry of losing his sponsorship. Still provides a lot of value to the brand. And, you know, he's still going to be universally recognized for years to come.
Douglas advises his clients to read the fine print on the deals they sign, because most of them can't fall back on the insurance policy that they were once the fastest person in the history of the world, just nursing an injury. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.